Hello again and welcome to Thought for the Day, where we're in John chapter 17. Today our focus is verse 2. We'll read verses 1 and 2, but we'll pray before we do that. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you again for your word, and we pray, Lord, that we would see great truths in it now. Lord, help us to be attentive to your word now in these few moments and to carry these truths with us through this day. We ask it for your praise and glory. Amen. So, John chapter 17, and we'll read verses 1 and 2. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Well, the theme of these opening verses of John 17 is the glorification of Christ. And in our verse today, we discover that God the Father has given to Jesus three gifts which will bring him glory. Authority over all people, a people who belong to Jesus, and eternal life which Jesus will give to his own people. Now, because eternal life is the particular focus of tomorrow's verse, we'll look at just the first two today. So what does it mean when Jesus says that his Father has granted him authority over all people? Well, it means that Jesus has been given the authority over the whole human race, which does seem quite an extraordinary thing for Jesus to say, given the circumstances under which he speaks, because he's about to be handed over to the Jewish and Roman authorities and to be tried and to be crucified. So what authority is this? It's the authority as the covenant head of the human race, which God the Father bestowed on Jesus when he sent him to fulfill his saving mission here on earth. And it was that truth that was most emphatically proclaimed by the visiting Magi. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? They asked. Not as in a famous book title of the last century, The Man Born to be King. Jesus wasn't born to be king. He was already king when he was born. Indeed, he was the King of Kings. And as Jesus will remind Pilate just a few hours after saying these words, you would have no authority over me unless it were given you from above. So there's our first truth to ponder on today, that all authority in this world is given to the Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, this truth proclaims the sovereignty of God. Well, if the first gift is universal, the second is very particular. It's all those whom God has given to Jesus. In other words, out of the great multitude of humanity over which Jesus has authority, there are a particular people who are specifically given to Christ by God the Father to receive salvation. It's what we call the doctrine of election, or sometimes the doctrine of particular redemption. And when were these particular people given to Jesus? Well, the answer is given to us as Paul writes to the Ephesian Christians when he says this, he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. We need to always hold these two truths in tension, in equal tension. That Christ's saving work encompasses all mankind. All are freely invited to receive salvation through faith in him. Whilst at the same time, it is applied effectually only, as Jesus puts it here in verse 2, to those whom God the Father has given him. But you may be saying, well, how can both things be true at the same time? Well, I once heard it illustrated like this, that in the same way is that an object can at the same time both be convex, curving outward, and concave, curving inwards. So here's the question, what is the dome of St. Paul's Cathedral? Is it convex or is it concave? Well, fly over it in an aeroplane, look down on it, and it's clearly convex. It curves outward. But go into the cathedral and look up inside the dome, and it's clearly concave, curving inwards. And so the answer to the question depends on where you're looking at it from. And much the same is true of these doctrines. One could say, for example, that the human perspective of the gospel is that it's open to all. But from God's perspective, it's applied to a chosen few. One final word. Unless we're tempted, in case we're tempted to feel boastful and proud, if we are part of a chosen people, let me close with this verse of a hymn by Robert Murray McShane. Chosen not for good in me, called by grace from wrath to flee, hidden in the Saviour's side, by the Spirit sanctified, teach me, Lord, on earth to show, by my love, how much I owe. Lord, we pray that these truths would make us truly, truly thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ and to your wondrous love in revealing to us the truth of your salvation. May we indeed bring glory to you in our lives, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.